Get road trip ready with a service checkup at your local Chevy dealer. They can save you time and money and get the job done right the first time, worry-free. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for current service specials or to schedule a test drive.
All right, we got contestants teed up on the phone lines. We're ready to play. This is super exciting, the debut of a new game here on WGN. Should you put it in the fridge? Should you put it in the fridge? Very simple. It's your chance to win fabulous prizes. Hang on the phone line. We got some great contestants here. What are the rules, you ask? Well, we made them up this morning, and here they are. It is really simple, though. You call in. I give you a food item. You tell me if you should, A, put it in the fridge, or, B, leave it out. Does it belong in the fridge, or can you leave it out? This was all inspired by Mary one day, who revealed to us that she puts her butter out. And people were horrified. Do you remember that day, Mary?
I do. I don't know what we were talking about.
I don't either. It just came up.
Why?
And it started something. It really did. People were weighing in on this. And
I was
so
shocked.
Yeah, I was too. Tons and tons of people had things to say about this. What do you leave in? What do you put out? So that's how we arrived at this game. Here's the deal. You get five correct answers in a row. You win. So it's you gotta listen. It's not easy. Your response should be in the fridge or leave it out. That's it. Just does it belong in the fridge or do you leave it out? Let's go to our first contestant here on the phone lines, Joanne in Joliet. Hey, Joanne.
Hi. How are you?
Good. So are you? You think you're feeling good about this? You think you could be good at this?
I think so.
Okay. All right. So let's see. We got number one here. Apples. Apples, Joanne, do you leave them out or you put them in the fridge?
Leave them out.
I wish we had that's right. She's absolutely right. Oh, thank you. We do have a bell. Wonderful. You got one right.
She was listening yesterday because we talked about that yesterday.
Mm-hmm. It helps to listen. Yeah. Right. We did talk about it. Berries, Joanne, berries. In the fridge or leave them out?
What kind of berries?
Blueberries, strawberries, raspberries, and other berries. In the fridge or leave them out?
In
the fridge. She's right. Joanne, you are good at this. Your instincts are very, very good. They're not all easy. Okay, bananas, Joanne. That's the next one. Bananas.
Out.
Leave them out. Yes. You got three right. You need five to win. Tomatoes.
I don't know.
Put them in the fridge or leave them out? What do you think, Joanne?
I would say in.
Oh, it's a leave them out. You knew that one, Mary? Is that why you said?
Yeah. Yeah, because that's how they get juicier. Mm-hmm. We talked about that yesterday, I think.
We think we did, too. Yeah, we were some of these surprised me, though. Joanne, we still have a prize for you. It's the retro-style WGN T-shirt. So hang on the line, and Pete will get you all hooked up for that. Thanks for playing.
Okay.
Thank you for playing. Have a good afternoon.
She was doing so well.
I know. I was like, I'm not sure. I, the berries one I knew.
I didn't know the berries one.
Apples, I did. Bananas, wasn't so sure. Tomatoes, that was a tough one. All right, let's go to Al. Al, our next contestant, Alan Hammond.
Hi.
How you doing, Al?
Okay, good.
How you feeling? Good. Did you play along with the last ones? And
yep, I had all of them right so far.
All right. Well, here we go. This is your chance to win a fabulous prize. Lettuce and other greens, do they go in the fridge or do you leave them out, Al?
Leave them out.
Woo! Got it. Nicely played. Next one is...
Wait, lettuce?
Yeah.
Leave it out?
You should keep lettuce and other leafy greens such as kale, spinach, and collards in the refrigerator, Mary.
Oh, but he said leave it out.
Oh. Did he say leave it out? Oh, gosh.
Yes.
Sorry, Al. That was my bad.
I'm sorry to screw that up.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry to screw that up. You're absolutely right.
You should just give it to him.
Should we give it to him? Al, we'll give it to him because that was my bad on that one. So we'll just kind of call that one an even. We're going to start right now with Alan Hammond. Welcome to the game, Al. And we're going to start out with your first one here. Avocados.
I'd say leave them out.
And you are correct. Okay, you got one, Al. Number two. Root vegetables like carrots, radishes, and beets.
Put them in the fridge.
In the fridge. You got it. You got two right, Al. You're doing well, going strong. Garlic and onions.
Oh, leave them out.
Leave them out. He got it.
You must be a chef.
Yeah, are you? Do you spend a lot of time in the kitchen?
Yeah, I usually do all the cooking.
See, this is helpful at a time like this. Squash, Al. What do you do with squash? In the fridge or leave it out?
Oh, leave it out. Wow.
Al, we still have a nice prize for you there. We've got a retro style WGN T-shirt for you. So
okay, thank you very much.
Thank you for playing. Really good sport. Thank you. Tim on the Dan Ryan. Tim, are you safely on the Dan Ryan? I mean, I can hear that you are, in fact, driving. All right, is everything okay? Going okay there?
Yes, yep, things are fine.
Okay.
Thank you.
All under control. Good to hear. All right. Tim, let me just hang on there. I was going to say don't move, but you are moving, so keep moving. Keep doing what
okay.
You're doing. I got to pause to go to Mary and check traffic, like on the Dan Ryan and other places, and then we'll come back and we'll continue this game. Back to our game, should you put it in the fridge? And we're going to go back out to Tim on the Dan Ryan. Just to recap, simple game, you call in. I give you a food item. You tell me if you should A, put it in the fridge, or B, leave it out. And we are talking about using it near term. So if you're storing it for Thanksgiving or something like that, that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about you bring it home, you intend to use it. Are you putting it in the fridge, or are you leaving it out? Tim, you ready to play?
Yes.
How's the traffic there on the Dan Ryan right now? Everything look okay?
Yep, getting a little bit better.
Okay. Here we go. We got mustard and horseradish. Tim, do you leave it out or do you put it in the fridge?
I would say put it in the fridge.
That's a leave it out.
Really?
No ingredients in mustard that will spoil. Sorry out of the gate there, Tim, but we do have something for you. Hang on, Pete will talk to you. We got something for you, okay? Stay safe out there on the road. Let's go to Alan in Skokie. Alan in Skokie, you ready to play the game?
I'm ready.
Ketchup.
Out.
That's right. You got to find the button. Pete, can you find it? He got it right. He needs to, yes. You got 1 point. You need five. Alan, you need five, all right?
I'm ready.
Feeling good. Okay. Chocolate syrup.
Out. Hello?
That's
out.
In the fridge. In the fridge. Oh. I'm sorry, Alan. That was a tricky one.
Yeah, unless you want a hot fudge sundae. You gotta, leave it out.
Yeah. Yeah, it all started with your butter, by the way. It all started with your butter. Don't forget.
Sorry, Alan.
Butter in the fridge or out, Mary? Just remind us.
Out.
Out. That is on the list. That's the right answer.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Let's go to Chris in Wheaton. Chris, thank you for calling in. Thanks for playing this game.
Sure.
All right. You ready? Ready to go?
Yes, I'm ready.
All right. Listen carefully. Pure maple syrup. Pure maple syrup. Not talking about, the other stuff. We're talking about the pure maple syrup.
Out.
Believe it or not, pure maple syrup, the good stuff can and will spoil. Got to put it in. No preservatives. Out of the gates there. This is harder than you think, isn't it? I mean, are you getting these, Mary?
I'm getting some. I must not buy pure maple syrup.
Who does?
Well, people in Vermont do. People in Vermont, I think, would do that. But that's the thing. That's the thing. Yeah, most of them do say you got to refrigerate when you.
Yeah, or if you're at a farmer's market or something, not many of them going on right now.
No, that's true. We haven't seen those in a while. All right. Okay. I think we have to solicit for more calls here. 312-981-7200. I'm sorry. You say hang on the line, though, Chris and Wheaton, because Pete will help you out there. And we're going to go call in, though, because we can still get in a couple more here. This is harder than I thought. Pam, let's go to you. You feeling good about playing the game? Thank you for playing the game.
Oh, thank you. Hi.
Okay. You ready to go?
Yes, I am.
Avocados.
Out.
You got one.
All right.
Off to a good start here, Pam. All right. Let me ask you this. Ripe bananas. Ripe bananas.
Ripe bananas. I would say out still.
You got it. You got 2 points,
okay.
Pam. Okay, you need 5 for the big, big prize. It's still a prize, even if it doesn't matter, just for playing. I'm not going to say butter because we've already talked about that. So we got to pass by that one. How about this? Cooking oils.
That is got to be out.
Leave them out. You got 3 points, Pam. This is good. It's very good. Hold on a second. Got to get through this because I skipped over one. Okay, I skipped over the butter, but I want to get to this. Nut butters, the unprocessed ones.
Unprocessed, so it's got to be in.
In the fridge. Pam, you got 4 points. You need 5 for the big prize. Okay?
Oh, boy.
All right, here you go.
Pressure's
okay. On. I think you can do it. I really do. It's soy and nut milks. Not to store them, but to, you're consuming them.
Okay. Soy and nut. I would think when you open it, you have to do it in. You don't tell me that, right?
I can't tell you, but that's what I think. I think I heard you. Did we hear Pete? Pete, you're the judge here. You got it. You got to put it in the fridge. You win, Pam.
Oh, my gosh.
You win.
Oh, my gosh.
A Binny's $50 gift card is yours for playing this great game. Thank you for playing this silly, great game.
Tell me again, I didn't hear you. What kind of gift card?
$50 for Binny's. You think you can use that one?
Oh, Binny.
Mm-hmm.
Alcohol.
Yeah,
in or out.
You bet.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
Bet. Long day at work.
Yeah.
I need it.
Who couldn't use a Binny's gift card? What's your go-to drink? You got one, Pam?
I love Malbec, my favorite.
Oh,
Malbec wine.
Okay, so what about red wine? Everybody, some people leave it out, some people put it in.
Well, the other question for you, Pam, on this one is, do you put ice in your red wine?
Yeah.
Absolutely not.
Oh,
you're not supposed to.
No, I'm an ice cube person all the way.
I think Pam is actually correct on that one, and that's
She's
a six
correct,
point.
I am.
Yeah, but I just like one cube.
One cube. What can it hurt? Make it chill it a little bit. That's all. It tastes a little better to me somehow. I don't know. All right, Pam, I hope you enjoy the gift certificate, and, good. Congratulations. Congratulations.
Oh, thank you.
That's good stuff right there.
It was fun. Yes. Fun game.
All right, well, maybe I think Pam's also given us a thumbs up to play this again sometime. I don't know. I think we have time for one. Let's go to Linda. Linda, where are you from? Where are you calling us from?
Elk Grove Village.
Woo! All right. You ready to play the game?
I'm ready.
Have you been playing at home so far? Are you doing pretty well?
Not too bad. Not too bad. Some positive, some negative.
Yeah, there's some tricky ones.
But I'm ready.
Okay, ready to go. Here is your first one. Do you put it in the fridge or do you leave it out? Grapes.
In the fridge.
Funny here, this says grapes should be refrigerated quickly after you get them home to extend their shelf life because they can spoil. So you just bring them out when you're going to eat them, but they go in the fridge. You're absolutely right there, Linda. You got 1 point on your way to 5. Dried fruits, do they go in the fridge or do you leave the dried fruits out?
Leave them out.
You got it. Doing well here. 2 points for you, Linda. Jams and jellies.
In the fridge.
You got it. Another one. 3 points, Linda. You're doing very well here. I know. Are you the chef of the family, too? Do you do a lot of
I do a lot of phone calls, but I am, I guess, the major chef.
Oh. All right. What's your go-to meal during the pandemic? You got one?
Oh, meatloaf.
Okay. Meatloaf. A lot of us were making that. I made my first casserole during the pandemic. Okay, here's one. Eggs, Linda, you have 3 points. You need 5. Eggs, do they go in the fridge or do you leave them out?
In the fridge.
4 points. 4 points. Okay, Linda, this is it. Tortillas, do they go in the fridge or leave them out? In the fridge or leave them out?
Leave them out.
Oh, so close. Sorry, Linda, we still got a prize for you there, though. Still got a prize. You played well.
Thank you.
Thanks for playing along.
I think that's going to wrap it up. I don't know. Mary, what do you think? Absolute failure or kind of okay? Or play it again? Worth playing again?
I don't know. I think worth playing again. There's a lot of foods out there.